Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Praise the Lord. Let's have our seats. I'm very glad to be here this morning for the kingdom business. And I want to commend what God is doing in this place. It's awesome, it's great. And God will continue to do wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm here on the denomination assignment, as I've been announced before now. Today's exchange of pulpit in our association, Maranatha Baptist Association. And that's the reason why I am here. If not because of the revival that our pastor is leading at First Baptist Church Uba today, he also supposed to be in another Baptist church. But it's understandable. Amen. The Lord will continue to be with him and see him through in Jesus' name. Let's bear our head as we pray. Almighty Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for gift of life. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all you've been doing in our life. Thank you, Lord Father, for sound health, for sound mind, for sound soul that you are giving unto every one of us. Receive all the praises in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we don't want to hear from ordinary man that is before us this morning. But we want to hear from you. We ask, Lord, that you speak to us. We ask, Lord, that you minister to our soul, spirit, and body so that we can live in the name of Jesus. Locate us accordingly. Locate us individually. Let your finger touch every one of us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The first message is from the association. I want to commend the church for supporting the association, attending association in fellowship, and then paying our dues. And then at the same time, I want to also encourage us that we should not relent our effort in good that we've been doing, that we should continue to do good. And according to the scripture, we are going to repeat at due time. And then that reward, we are not going to miss it in the mighty name of Jesus. So the second message is the message from the throne of grace. And the theme for the year, this year, change of pulpit, is unity catalyst for church growth. Unity catalyst for church growth. The text is taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 1 to 13. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 13. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you are called to one hope when you are called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed it. This is what it says. When he ascended on high, he took many captive and he gave gifts to his people. What does his ascended mean? Except that he also descended to the lower earth region. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens, in order to feed the whole universe. So, Christ himself gave apostles, prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Amen. The letter of rapport to Ephesians is centered around unity in diversity, catalyst for church growth. In the portion of the letter that I've read to our hearing, and we're going to look at some about 10 or 8 points from that passage. Number one thing that we need to look at from that passage, he encouraged them to live worthy of call they've received. And we also need to take note of that. He has called us from darkness to the marvelous light of God. It doesn't stop there. We need to continue to walk worthy of call that we have received. He encouraged them that they should be humble, gentle, patient, bearing in love with one another. So as Christians, we must be humble, we must be patient, we must bear with one another in love so that we can keep the unity of the church. And I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. To be united, he mentioned some things that we need to take note. He mentioned that the evidence of being working in unity is that we humble ourselves. We be patient. We bear with one another in love. We forgive one another. These are the evidence of unity in Christian family, in Christian fold. When all these virtues are not manifesting in our lives, the perfect unity of Christ will not be in place. Amen. And I pray God will unite us together for his kingdom purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The unity we are talking about here is not what you and I will continue to struggle to work out. It's what Christ that we have received through the instrumentality of the Holy Spirit is going to work out himself in every one of us. As family, as husband and wife, as children, and as church, if actually we have been called from darkness to the marvelous light of God, and we have received the Holy Spirit will work out unity, unite us together, so that we can attain maturity in our Christian race. And how God worked out his unity. From verse number 7 of that passage to around verse number 13, where we stop our reading, the first thing that God did was to give us grace. He gave unto every one of us grace. And then the grace is given to every one of us. Although the grace may be divine, but the grace is given to every one of us according to our strength, according to our power. And then whenever you discover that you need any, you need to improve in any area, what you need to go for is to go for grace. Ask God, Father, I need grace in this area. I need grace in this aspect. And God has promised us that whosoever that come unto him, wholeheartedly ask from him, is going to give. Amen. So therefore this morning, one of the things that God has given to us, the first gift he gave to us, is to give us grace. Hallelujah. As given an individual,
He gives the family, he gives the church, he gives the denominations. And that is why when we come together as local church in association, as local church in conference and convention, we enjoy the grace of God. Amen. Amen. When Jesus ascended to earth, he took captivity away with him, and then he gave gifts to us. What are those gifts that he gives to us? He gave some to be prophets, some to be pastor, some to be teacher, and then some to be evangelist. All these ministry gifts, they are to edify the church, to build up the church. The other time I said unity in diversity. Although the team says unity, catalyst for church growth. But when you begin to look at that passage, you discover that diversity is there. The ministry of apostles is different from the ministry of a prophet. The ministry of prophet is different from the ministry of pastor, or the pastor different from teacher and evangelist. But we are working for the same kingdom. We are building up the body of Christ. What matter in whatsoever gift, the ministry that God has given to us, is to build the church. If you start building the church, that means not from Christ. And then when Jesus ascended unto height, he gave this gift so that the body of Christ could be built up. The evangelist does his work, the pastor does his work, the teacher does his work, the prophet does his work, and then the apostle does his work without any conflict and without any rancor, and then they build up the church. Amen. And for the church to actually be built up, all this ministry must be present. We must not capitalize only one. That is only pastor that we recognize. It's only teacher we recognize. It's only evangelist we recognize. We may not give anyone, we may not give some of us title that this one is evangelist, this one will give you title of pastor, this one is a prophet, this one an apostle. By manifesting, every one of us, we have one gift or the other, one ministry or the other. And in our denomination, we so much believe that everyone that God has called from darkness to marvelous light of God, growing God, have one ministry or the other. Amen. One ministry or the other. And then we expect us, having come on Sunday like this, enjoying the grace of God, we descend to the valley of action from Monday to Saturday, bringing people to the fold of Christ by means of using our gift and ministry that God has given to us. In our marketplace, in our offices, in our business and career, as we are dealing with people, as we have interact with people, we must know that the most important thing is that we reflect Christ to people. People see Christ in us. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You may be thinking that nobody knows you, but I want to believe people know you, because there's a mark on your health. That mark is mark of Christ. Wherever you appear, they know that you are Christian. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God gives a spiritual gift to the church, and then this spiritual gift is working out the following in the church of God. Number one, it helps us to mature as Christian. It helps us to mature as Christian, and then it helps the church grow. Praise the Lord. It helps the church to grow. The grace, the spiritual gift the Lord has given to church is to help the church to grow to maturity. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And when the church grows to maturity, it helps us to spread beyond what man can control, beyond controllable of man. And then It helps us to work together. It helps us to work together. The weak helping the strong. And the strong become stronger. The gift of God upon our life is going to help us to achieve this. And then it helps us to increase in our maturity because we continue to grow and grow and grow until Jesus come back and take us home. Even when you are, if you are archbishop or whatsoever bishop you call yourself, you will still need to continue to grow. There's no limit to growth when it comes to being a Christian. And then the gift of God is help us to attain this. You help us to grow every day. Grow every day. We need each other. You need the pastor. The pastor needs you. I need you. You need me because the iron sharpening iron. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then we must know that when we grow to maturity, we'll be stabilized. It helps us to be stabilized. In the world, there are a lot of things that's going to come our way. As good things will come, the other side will come. That's the reality of life. Go to the book of John chapter number 16, verse 33. The Bible says, in man you will have peace. In the world, there is trouble. Praise the Lord. So in order to let us know that the reality of life is both are in the world, but in Christ we overcome. These are being stabilized in Christ will help us know that even when we are going through whatever we may be going through in life, we have Christ with us. He has promised not to leave us. He has promised not to forsake us. And God will continue to help our life in the mighty name of Jesus. He will continue to help our life in the mighty name of Jesus. When we are increasing in Christ, we are not just increasing. We are increasing to take dominion. Praise the Lord. He gave gifts. He gives us grace so that we continue to increase and take dominion. Hallelujah. One pastor friend was telling me that before, in his own extended family, it was only one. But within a couple of years, God multiplied. Praise the Lord. He said, God multiplied. People come to the Savior Lord Jesus Christ to the extent that they have more pastor, more evangelists in the family. Because God keep on multiplying, increasing. As the grace upon our life is growing. Amen. And this is what God is expecting every one of us to enjoy and manifesting in the Christendom. And that's our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. That's our portion in the name of Jesus. He has called us. And then in that verse number 4, as I bring to conclusion, there is one body, one spirit, just as we are called to one hope when you are called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and the Father of all, who is over all, through all, in all. Praise the Lord. There has to be no difference at all. If actually we know that we are working for the same kingdom, we are working together. But it may be in diversity. Praise the Lord. It doesn't mean that you do it the same way I do it. It doesn't mean that I must do it the same way you are doing it. But all matter is we must know that we are working for the same kingdom. We have the same baptism. We have the same Father. We are of children of the same Father. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. As I conclude, the grace that God has given unto us is not for playing. It's not to joke. It's not to sit down. It's not to fold our hand. and then be looking at the kingdom business, suffering shame. The grace has given to us is to walk, is to do something. If you're an evangelist, don't fold your hand. If your call is call of pastor, walk with it. If your call is an apostle, if you're a prophet, do it faithfully. Do it with all your mind. Let your conscience be telling you that you are doing what God asks you to do. Let your conscience justify you that, my son, my daughter, you are doing it well. Good of you. But when our conscience is telling us that way that you are doing, did I send you? Are you not the one that is doing it yourself? Is it not you that you design it and begin to do it that way? That means that even before getting to the presence of God, you are being condemned already. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's put our head and begin to talk to God. Father, I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. Father, I need your help. The help of God is the same thing as grace of God. All that God represents is the grace of God. Father, help my life. Grant me your grace. Enables me in the ministry that you have given to me. Help me to do it with all of my heart, with all of my strength. Let's ask for grace of God. The one thing that you can't have enough, that you can't say that you are okay of it, is the grace of God. We continue to ask for grace. We continue to ask for grace until Jesus returns second time. Let's ask for more grace. More grace. More grace. More grace. Grace for effectiveness in the ministry that God has given to us. Grace to labor for the kingdom of God. Lord, your grace, Lord. Your grace, Lord. Our families will be a platform to witness Christ. Our business and careers will be a platform to witness to this world. Father, grant unto us your grace. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Give unto every one of us your grace. Whatever you cannot do yourself, that is what you need the grace of God for. Whatsoever that seems difficult for you, that is why you must go to God for grace. Lord, your grace, Lord. Your grace, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have you discovered the area where God has called you to function? Are you functioning there? If actually you know that you've discovered it, you are not functioning there. Ask for the grace of God. Oh, Father, grant us your grace. In the name of Jesus. Lastly, let's ask God, Lord, grace to follow. Grace to follow you. Grace to follow you with all of my heart. Grace to follow you to the ends of my life. Come rain, come shine, grace, Lord, not to forsake you. Oh, Father, grant us your grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. We magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Adoration to your name in the name of Jesus. Father, we've heard your word this morning. We ask, Lord, for more grace to continue synergy together for your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as church, as family, as a denomination, we ask, Lord, for more grace so that we continue to take territory for Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every area that we've not been doing well, we ask, Lord, that you continue to help us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every aspect that we've been doing fine, we ask, Lord, for grace not to relent. We ask, Lord, for grace to continue to advance and to look in higher. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor, be to your name. Father, everyone under the sound of my voice this morning that has been waiting on you for one thing or the other, ask, Lord, that you answer speedily in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said that we should come unto you, and whatsoever that we ask from you in the name of the story of your Son, Jesus Christ, we so have the confidence that we've received already. Whatsoever that may be the desire of every one of us are here this morning is granted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. This week, we know it for good. The remaining days of the year 2022, it will be a better day for us. It will be a best for us. In the name of Jesus, we will not lose our life. We will not lose any part of our body. We won't lose anything precious and valuable to us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, your church will continue to advance. The gate of hell will not prevail. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Lord, your church has been a light in this place. And darkness will not overcome the light. In the mighty name of Jesus. Instead, the light will continue to shine. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your name. Bless all the workers of the church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our dear pastor, Reverend Aribike Abiodun, in the mighty name of Jesus. The ministry will not suffer shame in his hand. In the name of Jesus, the assignment I have this week at First Baptist Church Kubwa, you take preeminent and absolute control. You will move beyond preparation and expectation, and heaven will honor that meeting. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Fakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.